Hey everybody, welcome to the No Context Podcast. This is a special segment we like to call Non Sequitur, in which we answer an Ask Reddit question. I am your host, Chris Lopez, and I'm sitting with...
Cameron Mendez.
KK.
And Emily and Ashley, who will occasionally jump in if they want to. Today's question from Ask Reddit is, if someone borrowed your body for a week, what quirks would you tell them about so they are prepared?
Is this a... I always have like a precursor to these questions. Does this mean that they get your mind as well?
They probably keep their minds. This is just, what does your body do that you are comfortable with now?
Sure.
That maybe you had to learn to get comfortable with.
Sure. Because I have like OCD kind of tics, but I feel like that's more my mind.
Probably.
Like, yeah, okay. I got to think about it.
You're going to go poop a lot. Like, if you're not used to pooping 3-4 times a day...
No, you don't. 3-4 times a day?
Easy.
Yeah.
So here's the thing.
You tell Wait. So if you hold it all day, you're going to come home and still poop 3-4 times a day?
I have a morning poop when I wake up. Okay.
Okay.
Then I don't poop at work because I have a small office and the bathroom is adjacent to the office and it's also the staff lounge. So like you don't want to be in that mess.
Smell.
So I poop as soon as I get home and then I poop at least one more time before going to bed. So that's three times on a day that I work. On a day that I don't work, I can usually pinch one out almost on command. Like right now, you tell me go poop, I'll do it. It's going to be small.
Wow.
But I am locked and loaded, dude. I have one in the chamber at all times. One in the chamber.
I got to say, though, I think that's actually more healthy than you think. I think that most of America is actually constipated. Like you should be going
at least once a day. I am processing at 110%. Like if my body... showed how much I ate, more so than it does now, I would be morbidly obese. I am only just overweight into obese. And that's because I am processing things like nobody's business. Like only my business would be processed.
Great processor over here.
Yeah, so
once a week.
So what do you do if you go camping?
Oh, no.
And you're out in the woods.
So that's the thing, though. I can hold it. Like I have one in the chamber at all times, right? But I can load up my gun.
Right.
You know what I mean? Right. So I can keep it locked and loaded until I need to unload it.
So you just come out blasting after two or 3 days if you hold it.
Yeah. You have to. The longest I've ever held it is probably two days.
That's the longest? Even as a kid? As a kid,
I don't remember.
I used to go to Bible camp and I was like, now it's crazy to think about, but I was like embarrassed to go poop.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
So I would, for the 7 days I was up there, I would hold it.
Okay,
and
maybe
I would come home like, oh god.
Maybe when I was in Bible camp, I also did that. So as a kid, probably, but this body is an adult body. it has been aged, I don't think I could keep it loaded for longer. Let's say 3 days. I don't think I could keep it for longer than 3 days.
3 days, yeah, that'd be tough.
So this is definitely gonna run at least twice into this dude that's gonna take over my body in those 7 days that he's gonna be using it. So be prepared.
I feel like this is gonna turn into you need to go to the doctor and you didn't know it this whole time episode.
Poop cast.
Yes. I thought of one kind of zone. I don't know. I think for me it's your hair is best when you don't wash it. And that sounds kind of weird. You don't wash his hair, oh my goodness. But I rinse it, okay guys. But I only wash it when I cut my hair. So I cut my hair like 3-4 days ago and I put shampoo in it and everything like that. I don't wash my hair other than that. And it's,
how often do you cut your hair?
Not very.
I'd say 2 weeks.
So you like never shampoo your
3 weeks?
He's lying.
No, 2-3 weeks. I would say that's how often I cut my hair and shampoo. Okay. Yeah. Because it's my sides that grow out and I can't handle it.
Yeah, that's what happens with me.
And yeah.
That's because you have nothing on top. Yeah.
But yeah, no, I don't shampoo my hair. It's
you have a good healthy sheen on it.
Yeah.
Too fluffy.
It makes it way too fluffy. I can't do anything with it. And it just kind of like sticks up and I can't move it.
I remember in high school you had like those huts in like Africa?
Yeah.
That's what your head looked like.
I had an afro, but it was like I had long hair, but it was like a...
But it was...
Yeah, like a helmet weird. Or something.
It was weird. Yeah, it was like a helmet.
Yeah. Yeah. I didn't learn my hair until I was like in college. So that's, I guess that's one of them.
Yeah.
At least.
Oh, me?
Yeah. I mean, I have plenty, so yeah, if yeah, you yeah. ever...
I'm finding it hard to, other than my diabetes, obviously.
How do you know how much insulin to apply? do you apply it directly to the forehead?
Administer?
No. So say my blood sugar is supposed to be like 100 and I'm 200, I would give myself 4 units. So every
25, you give yourself a unit?
So yeah, so every 25 over, I would give myself 1 unit.
Okay.
Insulin.
That's pretty easy.
And then that's easy, but then you have to account for what you eat. So you have to count the carbs that's in everything.
But you, at this point, you've kind of figured out.
Right. Like, so March 17th will be my 20th anniversary.
Of your diagnosis?
Of my diabetes, yes. Yeah. So I've come to kind of know, like, if I eat a Big Mac, I know kind of how much to take, rather than count the carbs in it.
Yeah.
This is why you're good at math.
You think so? Might be. So if someone were to take over my body... Man,
better be good at math.
That'd be tough because
can't be me.
Like I know how to do it, but I don't know if I could like write down all everything.
It'd be hard
to explain to someone how to take it, and what you're going to experience. Yeah, it's hard to explain what you're going to experience. Like when your blood sugar gets low, that feeling, and when it gets high, that feeling. It's not a fun feeling. But yeah, that'd be tough. Yeah, I'm gonna have to think of some other things, but that would be the easiest one I could think of.
Yeah,
that, yeah, you wouldn't be prepared for.
I know I wouldn't. Here's another super fun one. Jumping off of what Cameron was saying about his hair, I get so greasy that no flame can come within like 5 feet of me because I will combust. I am a grease machine. If I had one of those diesel cars, I could probably power it for like a week.
The movie Grease? It's about you?
It's about Grease Lightning? That was me. I use pomade on my hair. I didn't always do it. So that contributes a lot to the greasiness of my head. But my face, like, look at me right now. Just look at me. I am glistening.
You gotta shine. Yeah.
I'm glistening. Sparkle. Like, if I was a bodybuilder... You don't have to add anything to this. Like I would just be
competition ready,
pageant ready at all times. Like you ask me to pop that shirt, I'll pop that shirt. I'm ready to go, ready to walk the catwalk or whatever they do.
I don't think it's a catwalk, but yeah, whatever.
That's good. Be prepared to take lots of showers. Soapy showers. So I have to wash my hair. I have to wash my face. Otherwise, I break out like crazy. It's rough, but it's...
Be prepared to take lots of naps if you're me.
You need them right now and plan for one later on today. I think everyone has like weird like pops. Like my neck pops weirdly. Yeah. Like I have to crunch it back and then to the side and like ankles and stuff like that. One of mine is that I'll even throw like asthma in there.
Oh.
Like if you run, your chest is going to be on fire in like 2 minutes. But you can work through it and it'll be fine after that. I don't know if that's an asthma attack or what, but and then one of them, I don't know how to say it. So when I was a kid, before I had braces, I would swallow differently than how I do now.
Yeah.
Like and then when I had braces, they had to put like this weird spacer in my mouth, and so it would go over like from one side of my mouth to the other, and so it would be along the roof of my mouth, and there was this bar right there, so I couldn't press my tongue all the way up anymore, or else it would stab against this bar. So I had to learn how to swallow differently, and because of that, I don't really swallow all the way anymore. So like, I don't know how to explain it. I just don't swallow.
You can't like practice swallowing, right?
I can't. It's just
you don't
want
to ask your mom.
It's a lot harder. It's a lot harder to be able to take like everything. Like I used to be able to like airtight seal swallow, but I can't do that anymore. Like it's weird. And I don't know if everyone swallows like that. Like they take a drink of water and it's airtight. But
it's hard to explain. Like this is how I swallow.
Yeah. I just know that I used to do it differently. That's all.
Huh. That's really weird.
Yeah.
Yeah. That'd be hard to get used to.
I have really odd hiccups.
Oh.
Like, you know how most people, when they get hiccups, they, like, get an attack of, like, say 10, or, you know, it's, like, consecutively after it, one after the other. Well, I only get, like, one. Maybe, very rarely, I get two in a row. So it's really awkward, especially, like, in school. Like, I would just have my one really high-pitched hiccup.
It's like a yip.
Yeah, and, like, in the middle of a test, and then everybody would turn around and stare at me, like, what are you doing? And then, like, I used to get almost one every 10 minutes, too, for the longest time. And so it was just a very odd thing to have to explain to people. And I have no clue why.
Yeah.
So if anybody knows why, let me know.
Yeah. It's like a slow motion hiccup. Because people's hiccups are like, hip. But yours is just like, eh? Yeah.
But really high.
Yeah. Not like the Tim the Toolman Taylor one. Mm-hmm. Like, not like, yeah.
Yeah.
So I'd have to explain to them, like, don't be alarmed. You're going to squeak.
Yeah.
Here's a problem with pooping all the time. You need good quality toilet paper.
Oh, yes. Yeah.
Because, I mean, if you were going once every couple of days, not an issue. When you're causing so much friction so often and repeatedly,
mm-hmm.
like, and sometimes you get those poops, like Chris Pratt mentions in Parks and Rec.
Yeah.
It's like you're wiping a marker. Like you wipe, and it's just not still going pooping. Away. One, so here's the trick. One, you still have one in the chamber. So you're sitting there. Might as well finish the business while you're there, right? But good quality toilet paper, because it is going to get raw down there.
Oh, my.
And it is going to hurt. Or it's going to itch, which is worse.
Well, I got a question for you guys. How do you guys wipe?
You know what? That's funny.
It's a good
within
question.
Within the past year, I started sitting down.
Dude.
All my life, I was a game changer.
I was a standard, too.
Yeah.
You stand to wipe?
All my life.
Oh, there's standards and sitters.
There are.
Yep.
Yeah. And there was this thing on Reddit. Where somebody asked, "Are you a sitter or a stander when you wipe?" And people didn't know the other existed.
Right.
Yes.
Yeah. And right. So I was a stander.
Something you talk about.
No. And I was a standard, and I was like sitting down. Do you makes know why so you were a standard? Sense. I think it's just because when you're little, like that's the only way your parents can wipe your butt.
Right.
If you stand up and then they say, "Okay, lean over a little bit," and then you wipe, and then they wipe you, right? They never say, "Stay seated on this toilet. I'm going to reach under you." Like,
yeah.
What kind of parent would do that?
Right.
What kind of maniac reaches into the toilet? So I think that's the main reason. But then eventually, like, you get so lazy, maybe, and you're like, "I'm just going to stay seated this time."
Well, my arms are hella short, so it's hard for me to, like, I got to really lean.
Yeah.
But so I always stood, and then Angie made fun of me constantly for standing all the time. Not that she was like in there watching me, but
yeah,
right. Angie's your wife, yeah,
right. But she knew I was a stander.
Yeah,
and then finally I was just like, I'm gonna try this sitting thing.
Sit
and I was like, no, that's tough. So I would like do half sitting, then I would finish it off standing, and then I got too lazy to have to do it half and half, and I just finally figured it out.
Yeah. Wow. Yeah.
Do you want to know what changed my poop game a lot was the squatty potty. Like way it comes out for one, and then two, the wiping, like your cheeks are pretty spread.
That's what I've heard. I've never used one, but that's what I heard.
We have an extra. Yeah.
I'll let you guys have it. No, I'll let you guys.
Nice.
We got ours for our wedding present.
Yeah. Which, thank you. I mean, you're welcome. I don't even use it, but I was like, we should get it. We should try it. I don't use it. I don't need it.
Yeah. My poop game's strong.
I use it sometimes.
I mean, I can poop without it, but I like it. My knees are closer, so I can use it as a
You don't have to lean over it as much. Okay, follow up. Do you guys crumble or fold toilet paper?
Crumble.
Crumble.
What the heck?
I don't have time to fold.
Fold? It's like one sheet.
No.
Like wrapping a present.
I have to create the optimal comfort fold for
like a pillow for your bumhole.
Yeah, no, you do. It makes sense. Okay, it's probably like five sheets, right? And then you fold it. And
fold it once.
Fold
it halfway and then fold it halfway again so that it covers your entire surface you're using. Right. Then you wipe. Then you fold it over so you have the other side. And then you fold it into itself, and then you have the last wipe.
Right, so you,
I can't risk getting that close to it.
I would pull out maybe like six sheets. Right? Yeah. sheets. Fold it halfway, right? Then crumple up the top, wipe. And then you have this little tail.
Yeah, okay.
And then
you wrap, I'm down with that.
Wrap it.
Yes.
And then,
yes.
Yeah, you wrap it, and then you kind of grab it, and then you wipe it.
You got three wipes in one handful.
Yeah. I fold, I wipe. Throw it in. If I need to wipe again, I get more toilet paper.
You guys think about this too much. No. All I have to think about is I got to go front to back. That's all
I'm
I know.
With Caleb. I think that's the optimal way of wiping is you have a little bit extra. So that way, like when you fold, you got a little crumble and you wipe and then you can double up on that. And man, this is craziness. You save toilet paper like that.
Yeah.
Because look,
there ain't no saving toilet paper.
Think about it. You're wiping a surface, like
Costco pack.
If you're wiping a surface, like there's a little bit of dust, so you got your wipey out, and your fingers are on that part. You got a whole other side, or maybe that bottom part of it that's still good. So what are you gonna do? You can fold it over. You're gonna use that side.
I don't like risking. I
hope you wash your hands every time.
Believe me, I'm careful.
I hope everybody washes their hands.
Same.
But I don't like risking getting close to it. What?
No, I get what you're saying. I do.
I never realized there were crumplers.
Yeah, so that's why I was like, these are the follow-up questions we need to ask.
Do you leave your toothbrush out on the counter in the bathroom?
I do. Actually.
No, mine's in a drawer. Not even a little bit.
Oh my gosh.
In a drawer?
You guys brush your teeth with poop.
Mine's basically in the basement.
I got a good immune system.
In the basement. Mine's in a drawer just because it's. I like to
do
keep
like
my
a cap on
clean.
It or...
just no, I have like a little divider tray.
It's own little tray.
I don't think the cap does much, honestly.
Yes,
we've tried the caps. Pods? Yeah, we've tried the pods, and I don't like them. Honestly, it leaves it wet, and I don't like that.
Yeah, no, you're right.
Then you rinse it off before you put your toothpaste.
It can still create mold, though.
I don't like overnight. Teeth.
I don't know if you've heard.
Yeah, it eats away the bacteria that causes cavities.
Yeah, for sure. How do you brush your teeth?
There's only one way to do it.
You rinse the toothbrush, then you put the toothpaste on, then you rinse it again for whatever reason.
Yeah,
then you go.
It's because of the suds. You get better suds that way,
I guess.
Well, you don't like that feeling of putting a
dry toothbrush
in your mouth.
Yeah,
and the dry and then the dry paste is gross too. You have to wet the paste.
It's too thick
and the brush.
Yeah.
What's your favorite brand of toothpaste?
It doesn't matter to me.
It matters to me.
Yeah,
you guys use toothpaste?
We started doing the Dr. Bronner's peppermint, and it doesn't sud up as much. And I found out that you don't really need it to, like, because it just takes care of it all. So I don't use a lot of toothpaste, and so I don't like the suds, honestly.
Yeah.
Let's ask Chris how many fillings you've had this year.
How many fillings he's done is not how many fillings I've needed. No, I'm just kidding.
Trying to pay for
my cavities were from when I was a kid.
Yeah, and no, it's
that,
just
was, that was my bad.
I don't really care what teeth paste, as long as it has some fluoride in it. It doesn't matter.
But they fluorinate our water anyways.
No, they don't.
They don't here?
No. Oh. Clovis, Fresno, most of the valley doesn't fluoridate the water.
Really?
You found this out like a month
ago or so. I didn't know that, but that's why we're giving fluoride supplements to Harrison. It comes with like his multivitamins. It's part of the multivitamins. Sure. But we don't have fluoride in our water.
Interesting.
Yeah.
Good job, Fresno.
Check your city.
The only thing I would recommend against is that carbon, like the activated charcoal thing that people are using.
Yeah.
It's like a study came out maybe last month. It's super abrasive.
I've been meaning to ask you about this.
It jacks up your enamel.
Yeah, because I use some, and then I stopped using it because I read that. And every time I see you, I mean to ask. I haven't.
Yeah, it jacks up your enamel, according to the study. So don't do it. Don't use it.
Back to poop.
It's just
sorry I brought up toothpaste.
This is definitely the poop podcast now.
What other quirks does my body have? I have a lipoma. It's located right above my tailbone. It's not from pooping.
But as far as you know,
if my back is sore, it only hurts there because it's pushed up against like something.
Dang.
And I can get it removed. I just haven't done it.
You can?
Yeah. Yeah, because it's not attached to anything. It's just like right beneath the skin.
Oh yeah,
Dr. Pickle Popper removes a lot of lipomas. Her tailbone.
Yeah, that's what I was gonna say. There's just one case.
Mine isn't. Mine is like right on my back, and
yeah,
it hurts on occasion if my back is sore.
Sure.
Because it like puts pressure on there.
Yeah.
I feel like my body aches more than an average 23-year-old. Like a lot. Like my ankles pop and my hips pop.
Yeah.
Like I know everybody pops as they age, but.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. My elbow pops, my left elbow pops because I broke it on September 12, 2001.
What were you doing?
What was I doing? I was playing football. This was at Tehipity Middle School in Fresno. Which is probably the worst middle school in Fresno.
I don't even know where Tehipity is.
Exactly. So on Belmont and Fresno, you know that Chinese food, hamburger, donut, pizza place there?
I do, yeah.
Okay, it's right behind that.
Okay.
Behind that?
Mark's Kitchen?
I don't know
that
what it is.
That
place is bomb. Is that really what it's
I've heard it's good from you and from Jason.
Mark's Kitchen is good. Let's talk about there.
Two opinions I don't know if I
they
want
do
to trust.
Sell hamburgers and like and Chinese food, like all in the same.
And donuts.
Do they sell donuts? I don't know. Never had donuts, but that's bomb.
Donut burger? You never had the donut burger? Top of soy sauce?
You were playing football then?
Yeah, I was playing football and I got tackled onto concrete. And then, yeah, I broke my elbow. And since then, it pops a ton. Here.
Ew. Let's see.
That?
Oh yeah, I heard that. Okay, so here's a fun thing that happens with my left arm. If I'm lifting weights for too long, or if I'm lifting a weight for too long, my left arm just gives out and I can't pick it back up for like a second or two. So like bench press, I can't max out because it's super dangerous. My left arm could just give out. Curls, pretty much anything that requires me to bend my elbow. It sucks. Yeah. For the longest time, I couldn't bend my thumb, my index, or my middle finger all the way. I got stuck like a gun, like I was pointing a gun at somebody. But that went away after maybe like 4 months after the accident.
Wow.
Yeah.
Okay, I don't want to have your body.
I know.
That's really too many quirks.
And you'll just
everything
be...
gives up.
Yeah. Well, that's
I have like a weird one. Stuff. Like, I wake up at like 4 a.m. every single day, but then I go back to bed
like bright eyed and bushy tailed, like
to
ready
do
to
for
talk
like an
to
hour
me.
Or two. I turn on the TV, like it probably sucks to sleep
sucks.
With me, but yeah, I just wake up at like 4 no matter what, and then I like am up for 2 hours or so.
Oh, that's terrible.
And then I go back to sleep. And
which, if you look into sleep cycles, like I remember looking into it when I was a kid, like there's a ton of different kinds. Like one, you can sleep for like 30 minutes, but you have to do it like 8 times in the day. And then there's another one where, it's exactly like you described. You sleep for 4 hours, wake up for 2, and then sleep for another 4 hours. There's like a legend. I don't even know if it's real, but they used to do that in the old times where they would wake up in the middle of the night and do work, and then they would go back to sleep.
It's true.
Mm-hmm. Sure.
That's me.
Get
out of bed.
I was listening to another podcast this week. Shout out to the Anxiety podcast. They just had an episode about sleep, actually. And the guy that does the podcast, he suffers a lot from anxiety, and even his sleep cycle was messed up. So what he did was he got rid of his TV in his room. He got rid of his phone. He charges his phone somewhere else because the blue light actually kind of messes up with your melatonin.
Yeah, your body
production.
Produce.
And he went the extra step and replaced his bulbs with red bulbs.
Yeah.
So that if he ever needs to turn on the light, it doesn't affect that production of the sleepiness hormone.
Smart guy.
In your body. Yeah.
Yeah, I'm doing everything wrong. I stare at my phone until I fall asleep.
Oh, yeah.
I leave the TV on. And
He does mention that his girlfriend is creeped out by the red light, but otherwise it does help him with falling asleep and staying asleep, because he was suffering, I think, from insomnia a little bit.
Yeah, it makes sense.
Yeah. But yeah, I do the same thing. I stare at my phone or watch TV or play on my Switch or something mm-hmm. up until right when I go to sleep.
There are settings where you can take out like the blue light, like right. in apps like Flux. I know we have on our laptop and stuff, and I have something similar on my phone where it's just like, okay, when the sun goes down, your light goes down in your phone
yeah.
and stuff.
But they, yeah, but your TV and the Switch
gosh, they don't really have that. It's so bright. It doesn't even have to be bright. It's yeah, just it's like just a blue piercing. Light. Yeah, mm-hmm.
yeah. But I guess red light is the opposite, so that's why he changed it over, and it yeah. helps. Yeah, and he also does like meditation exercises, like breathing exercises and stuff. It really helps him like calm down after the day. And he says, you know, don't eat right before going to bed. Don't do like a ton of exercise or anything.
And oh, really?
Really helps. Maybe try that, and then you won't wake up at 4 a.m.
Oh, Cameron probably does.
Yeah.
No, I mean, I kind of try to have a conversation with you, but then I just end up feeling like, oh, man, I'm not contributing. I'm just going to go back to bed.
4 in the morning. Yeah. Don't wake me up at 4. No conversation. Any other quirks that you guys have that anybody needs to know?
In order for them to fall asleep, they have to have headphones in with really? Something playing. Yeah,
I remember during Christmas you said that you can't have them in your ears. You
right? So Monia got me the headphones that are bone, the bone conduction.
Conduction.
Yeah. So they sit like on my temples.
How do those work? Pretty good.
Oh yeah,
you can hear pretty. Mm-hmm. How's the bass?
So, Angie can actually hear it sometimes. So I got it turned down a little bit, but. Since you know I sleep on my side, my other headphones would like constantly be too much pressure inside my ear, so I'd wake up in the morning and it would like be sore.
Yeah.
So with these, they just kind of sit right here on my temple, and it's a lot of bass. You can sometimes, if it's too loud, you can feel it really vibrating on your
wow.
head.
Really?
But
wow.
Yeah, they're awesome.
That seems soothing, honestly.
Have you always had to sleep with headphones?
No, typically I. A TV would be fine, but my wife cannot sleep sure. with any noise on, so yeah. I had to switch to headphones.
But yes. it's always been something has to be
yeah.
on?
Yeah. When I was a kid, it was. It started out with the fan.
Oh,
I
yeah.
I had a fan that oh, yeah. the chain was a little drone. Too long. It would go ding, ding.
Oh, wow. Ding. I thought you meant for the white noise. You just need like...
Like something. Rhythm. And we used to live by train tracks, and I would listen to the train tracks.
That was
and
your
we
jam, huh?
We moved to Paso Robles, and we lived right next to a freeway. So it was always vroom, like cars driving. It was something.
I could not sleep.
Do you
like
listen
that.
To something all night? Like,
Fall
asleep with music? Do you wake up with music?
Well, I fall asleep to Friends, and Netflix will like end after 3 episodes.
Okay.
So then it'll go silent, and I'll like randomly take my headphones out. But if I like say I were to wake up at 4 a.m., mm-hmm. I would replay Friends,
oh,
put
okay.
my headphones back in, and fall back to sleep.
That is a tough thing to get used to.
Yeah. You would have to get used to that. Yeah.
Hopefully that's in your mind. Not in your body for whoever.
Do you feel like it helps you memorize Friends more?
Well,
should we pull up Friends trivia?
Yeah, for trivia's sake.
I always go from like season 1 to 6, and then once I get past there, I usually start back over with season
1 through 6.
Oh, after that, it might as well not even exist.
Right.
How many episodes? Right. I mean, how many seasons of Friends are there?
10.
Oh.
Yeah.
It's unfortunate to have 4 bad seasons.
It happens to most. Grey's
Anatomy
shows, I think.
Is the worst offender.
I feel like The Simpsons is the worst offender. They're on season like 35.
But it's just one of those shows. Like, Simpsons just feels like it's always going to be on.
Do not say that The Simpsons is just one of those shows.
I've seen like an episode.
What? The wife hates.
Yeah, Ashley
we went
hates
to
it.
Universal
to
Studios.
Yeah, Universal. They,
yeah, we just totally bypassed The Simpsons.
Oh, no.
The yeah. ride is fun.
Is it?
Yeah, you missed out, honestly. I've done that a couple of times, and The Simpsons ride is probably one of my favorite parts now.
Really?
Waiting in line and watching the clips, too.
But
great.
I don't. That would mean nothing to me.
You would like The Simpsons.
Were you not allowed to watch it as a kid?
Right.
Yeah.
Right.
Yeah. I wasn't either, so I hate it.
I mean, right. I watched it in Spanish, so a lot of the jokes, I might as well not even watch it as a kid. But The Simpsons transcends all races, classes. It's true
infinite.
Americana. It is a really, really good show up to season like
asterisk.
eight. That's when it stops being really good, and then that's nine and a fourth of their. Yeah. And then 9 and 10 kind of scattered. 11 through 12, there's like 2 good episodes per season, but 1 through 8 is really where the
Grey's Anatomy everyone's just dead, except for the main character.
Spoiler alert: I've only seen season 1, like where like 2 people die. I know. That's real life, though. People die.
Not right? All of your friends, hopefully.
In The Simpsons, only like 4 people have died in 35
That's
years.
That's a great track record.
But it is really sad now, The Simpsons, because it's the same voice actors as 35 years ago, and you can tell how old they are now. Oh, like, really? The voices of Lisa, it's a super old lady. I think she actually passed away. I don't remember. But the voice of Marge just sounds so defeated. Like, when you're listening to it, they sound like they don't want to be there. They're there for a paycheck. Hank Azaria, who does a lot of the voices, and then what's the other guy that does a lot of the voices? They just sound like, kill us. Please end it.
Take us out back.
Yeah, it's rough. Like, even if the comedy was good, which it's not, just listening to the voices is just like, it's like watching, it's like going into a pound and watching dogs.
You know, you started out as a real champion for Simpsons.
Now you're just crapping on it.
I'm a real champion for seasons 1 through 8, yeah. A couple of seasons, 9 and 10, and like 2 episodes per season on 11 and 12. After that, you can miss me with that Simpsons stuff. So after like Conan left, it went downhill. Conan O'Brien. Not the Barbarian.
It's only like 50 episodes.
I knew it was Conan.
You knew which Conan?
The Destroyer or the Barbarian?
Yeah. I used to actually fall asleep listening to The Simpsons, just like you. Mm. And occasionally I fall asleep listening to something. Like right now it's Always Sunny.
That's why I asked.
It has to be Friends, because if it's anything else, then I'll want to stay and watch it. I've seen Friends so much that it's
just background noise. Yeah. It's like the trains when you were growing up.
That's why I asked, because I used to fall asleep listening to Across the Universe just on a loop.
The soundtrack?
No, the movie. Like, it would just play on my TV. And though I feel like my subconscious knows it better than I know it. But I could probably quote the whole movie to you, because I just fell asleep to it. Yeah. I didn't have cable. I just had the DVD.
Cool. Well, that was a lot of fun. This has been our special segment called Non Sequitur for the No Context podcast. Thanks so much for listening. Follow us on Facebook, Twitter, Instagram at No Context the Show, or on our website at nocontextpodcast.com. Thanks so much. Bye.
Peace.
Ow.